Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here with Agent Daryl here at Big B Comics.
Hey, hey.
And once again, we're privileged to be here on one of their awesome artist days, which has been great for the last few months.
Yeah, patented monthly artist appearances. These are great. I love them.
And
I get as many as I can.
But unfortunately, we got Jaesu Luke here.
Right? Oh, come on. About to give you a lovely introduction, sir. We have Jaesu Luke with us again, creator of the Pitiful Human Lizard. And how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
And since you were at GeekeryCon, Agent Daryl here has become, I want to say, a super fan of your book. Rightfully so.
That's fairly so. Yeah, fair enough. I'm I guess, late on the bandwagon, but I'm just enjoying the ride, so, hey, it's all good. I guess you're like we got the Geek's earliest interviewees, maybe the first?
One of the first. First day we ever did interview.
There you go. So, yeah.
And is this interview number six for me?
Six.
Wow.
Going back to the Toronto X-Men day.
Half a dozen.
So,
I've become a bit of a super fan. So, the last time we talked, my questions were kind of general and sort of getting to know you, getting to know all about you. And so now that I've actually read the books as much as I can, not as many of the exclusives, because they are hard to get your hands on. But I got some.
You'll find some of them reprinted in the upcoming trade paperback coming out in March.
I was going to ask about that. If the exclusives.
A few of them, not all of them, but a few.
So I was going to suggest like an annual, because it's all material that you've already put together and published, and just compiling it all as backups.
That was the original plan, but I think the format of having 2-page comics. I don't think readers will be used to that.
Compared like short stories, really.
Yeah, like compared to like if people were reading like a Peanuts comic, it's like a 1-page and then the next one's another page. Where like I think 2 pages is a bit much. I was talking with this with George Zotti, the owner of Silver Snail, and I told him like that was my plan to have a collected Made in Chinatown thing, but he says that might not fly.
From what I can see, the availability of them seems to be, they go fast.
Yeah.
So, I guess the production costs are fairly low. It's really just a single sheet that you fold over.
Exactly.
So they're like the mini comics, the ash cans or stuff like that, which I think are really cool. And they're great. They're little chase things.
Artists sell prints. I'm not a print person. what I do is I print the other side as well.
There you go.
Print, and I give
a double-sided prints.
Exactly.
Fold it over to make 4 pages.
And people will be reading that print.
Which kind of makes it more immersive to the experience. Yeah, there's something about just buying a poster and then just
looking at that one moment.
I've got an envelope full of artist posters and stuff, so who knows? I try to put them on rotation, but just being able to read a story is really cool, too. Just some of my talking points here. So I guess at the moment you're kind of enjoying a bit of a victory lap doing the reprints of 1-5. Gives you a little breathing time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say victory lap. I'm working on the backlog of a Pitiful Human Lizard. So I finished drawing out issue number 6. I'm currently, at the moment, drawing out issue number 7.
I've been watching the progress.
And that should be done this month. I should be done issue number 8 by the time issue number 6 comes out at comic shops.
So you're going to have a nice good lead.
At least 2 issues,
Cool.
And I guess you want to get as much done, especially over the winter time. I guess it's the best I'll do it because convention season in the summer.
Yeah.
So many appearances.
And
so
I just want to stay in. Just stay in and draw.
But I guess now with the Chapter House deal, that allows you to do that too. Because up till now, you've been pretty much going from shop to shop, dropping off comics, doing it real old school.
Yeah.
But traveling salesman style.
Like, there is, like, I do spend some time, like, at the production level where I have to, like, make sure, like, the reprints are not missing any pages, everything's in order, because it's in other people's hands now. It's not on, it's away from me. Even though, like, I only take care of the creative side of making the comics, but I do want to make sure it's produced right.
That it's ready to go and no errors when it's in. Because, well, my wife's a graphic designer. You know, garbage in, garbage out is her mantra when it comes to bad art that is submitted to her. So, yeah, I can totally get that from the production side.
Yeah, it's a different kind of stress.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to make sure everything's pitch perfect so that it's flawless when it hits the printer. So, issue number 6, you've been putting that one together, showing some things online. It looks like there's going to be a new villain.
Yes.
I was actually going to talk about the villains.
I wouldn't say a villain, but an adversary.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Antagonist?
Yeah. I don't think her intentions are evil.
Okay, so it's not someone who would fall into the category of the frustrated four.
No.
Or Shell or Rob. Is it Rob the Malevolence? Is it Rav or Rob?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever see him again.
I wasn't sure how to pronounce that because there's some certain some similarities to certain high-profile Toronto residents.
Yeah. Because he's facing a hard time. He's out of the picture now. He's
okay, does Rab the Malevolence have a brother?
I haven't explored that.
You know, are there more members of the Malevolent family?
In the issues to come, I'm gonna be exploring more deep in the main characters that I've already introduced,
the core cast,
Human Lizard, his parents, especially in issue number 6, you'll find out more about how his parents met.
Yeah, it does look like it's more of like childhood. A flashback, sort of filling in the blanks as far as what's come before.
Yeah.
Really cool. Laying down some lizard history, basically.
Exactly. and now that there's been a recent announcement with True Patriot, the comic anthology that Ramon Perez, Jay Torres, Jeff Lemire, a bunch of big name creators, that anthology is now part of Chapter House. So the universe has gotten bigger.
Expand.
There is a crossover that's already being planned in a future issue of Pitiful Human Lizard. Nice. Might be as soon as issue number 8 or 9, depending on how soon that script is going to be done, which someone else is going to be writing it. Actually, I already mentioned it on Twitter. It's Fearless Fred from Edge 102. He did a character called Gull Girl, and expect a Gull Girl versus Human Lizard crossover.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so, yeah, the universe is continuing to expand.
Exactly.
Will there be the mini-comic. Will there be an official crossover with Captain Canuck in the near future?
Definitely.
Fingers crossed.
Definitely. There is something planned in a sort of far future of Captain Canuck. You might see it later in 2016, in the later part.
It's on the books.
It's in the books.
Could change, yeah. But it's in the plans.
Because I don't want to spoil something that's not mine, but I'll just say that. I'll just leave it like that.
Okay, so there was the question that I had about issue number 7.
Okay.
Because it's being set all in Mississauga. Now, you mentioned that it's sort of Lucas's trials and tribulations about trying to get home from being stranded in Mississauga. Like I said, it's something that I can relate to, and probably anybody who's found themselves somewhere in Mississauga to try to get somewhere else.
Yeah, the basic premise is a guy who's wearing a silly costume late at night in the suburbs just trying to get home, but he only has $5 in his utility belt, and he missed the last bus to go back to his city. So, yeah, he has hard times, some awkward times. Awkward encounters with just the people of Mississauga.
I believe it. Now, one of the things I was going to ask, now you've gotten questions about what kind of Mississauga references are going to be in it. People have asked if there's going to be Hurricane Hazel or anything like that. I had a very specific question because it's a little bit of Mississauga trivia that I've known since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like, at the time, it was sort of like this fabled lore that I didn't quite fully believe. But my father had always told me that Colonel Harlan Sanders had spent the last 15 years or so of his life residing in Mississauga. I know you're a big KFC fan, so I was wondering, is that something that might find its way in?
No,
it's too bad.
No, issue number 7 definitely has a very specific tone compared to all the other issues I've read, and it, to me, it feels like watching a Louis C.K. episode. It can be very dark. It can be kind of sad. And you can laugh at his expense.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, I suppose.
Exactly.
That's why he's pitiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full of pity. Let's see now. Okay, so yeah, you did mention that the Made in Chinatown exclusives that you weren't planning on. So there is sort of a plan in the future to compile at least some of them. Probably the earlier ones, I would think.
You'll find some selected ones in the trade paperback that's collecting issues number 1 to 5 out in March.
Now, those would be the ones that are actually referenced in the issues themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, so that fills in those blanks.
Exactly.
That,
like, yeah.
Or might not fully understand.
Like cool. The first appearance of I forgot his name.
You mean Pete?
Yes.
Bench?
Pete Bench.
Pete Bench.
Yes.
Oh,
Pete
wow.
Bench.
And you know what?
Electronic wizard.
Poor guy. He does have sort of a forgettable name. Actually, that was a question that I had about that character, too. Is he going to get a code name of any sort in the future? Or is he just going to be
the electronic wizard?
The highly forgettable character that not even the creator can remember.
I know, so many characters. You know what? Stan Lee is guilty for that, too.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah. Yeah. Mark Murdock.
Yeah.
Or is it Mike Murdock?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you were saying his name's going to be the electrician?
No, the electronic wizard.
The electronic wizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think I've introduced him that way in the Made in Chinatown short.
Okay.
In issue number 3.
Yeah, because I do know that he plays a pretty important part in issue number 5.
Yes. Like, you see him in 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, he's one of the members of the Frustrated Four.
Which actually has 5 members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be explained within the story, if you actually need to understand why.
Exactly.
But, okay, so he's actually one of the non-silent members of the Frustrated Four.
Yeah. One of the most
programmed
frustrated.
exactly. Had programmed the robots to brainwash... Yeah. Innocent passersby, which makes the Grand Slam battle at the end so great. Speaking of that team up and all of those characters, I refer to them myself as the Pitiful Gang, because it's the gang of heroes in Pitiful Human Lizard. But is there any plans to give them a proper...
That's a shame that Mother Wonder would be grouped in that. Like, she's just by association.
The Wonder Gang? Because
yeah.
She's the... Well, well, because she's the top.
Yeah, exactly.
The actual high-profile hero of the bunch.
Yeah.
The legitimate.
Well, like I think, yeah, Mother Wonder and Lady Accident are the ones that carry that group.
And they've got their own story coming up in one of the new issues coming out.
Issue number 6, they're going to have a team
subplot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which kind of follows what happened in issue number 5, if people haven't read it yet.
Well, yeah, so many local people will have read it, but of course those following the Chakra House editions, keep your eyes peeled. But by the time this probably hits the internet, that issue might be closed out anyway. So. Or you might post this tomorrow. I don't know.
We'll see. That's how fast I can edit.
Issue 6 does feature flashbacks featuring the Lizard Man.
Yeah.
One of the things
father.
I was going to ask was, do you ever think of doing the Human Lizard's early adventures before he got the regenerative powers? Because he was still an active hero in the community up to that point.
And that will be touched up on either issue number 8 or 9. I'll tell you a brief summary of what's going to happen in that specific issue. Barb, or Mrs. Martin's fourth grade teacher, aka Lady Accident, invites the Human Lizard to talk to her class about how it's like to be a superhero.
Nice, and we all know how big a fan that class is of the Human Lizard.
Exactly. Yeah. though she tries to knock him down a peg by saying, "Yeah, you know, they really wanted Captain Canuck, but I can't get him."
Or even Mother Wonder,
yeah.
I suppose.
So you'll find, like, that's when he's going to talk a bit more about, like, how he got into being a superhero.
Nice. Okay, last question. Yesterday was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Would Grizzly Biker have been at Port Dover?
What happened in Port Dover?
Well, it's just because, there was storms there. But every Friday the 13th, all the bikers go to Port Dover.
That's the
tradition.
No, he's a lone wolf. He doesn't ride with any packs.
Really? So he wouldn't have made an appearance? Do you think he might in the future? In the Pitiful Verse?
I think he's above that. he goes his own path.
the lone wolf.
And also,
the lone bear.
He has a very horrid stench since he lives in the sewers, so no one would want to share his presence. Maybe Majestic Rat, which you might see in the future.
Okay. Right on. All right. Well, I think you've just about satisfied all of my fan curiosities. I think I've gotten some pretty specific questions in there. And thank you. You've given me a lot to chew on there, and I'm going to be listening to this one again for sure. Picking apart all the details, looking
awesome.
Forward to what's coming out soon. So, yeah, I definitely want to thank you for the sketch commission. Jason, that is fantastic. It looks absolutely beautiful. The photos online don't even give it justice. It is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to seeing lots more new good stuff from you. Pitiful Human Lizard, anything else, Grizzly Biker, hopefully more characters. What about some of the other characters, like some of the other fan-created characters, like Mrs. Saga Marauder and the Great Drakes?
Yeah.
Will we see more of that?
Okay, the sad thing is with the reprints, because those guest spots were made to be like fake ads.
The Tasty Cakes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hot and flaky Tasty Cakes.
Unfortunately, because, it's Chapter House, we have to have actual ads, so some of those fake ads were replaced by actual ads.
Will there be more Tasty Cake ads, though?
Yeah, but people that are picking up Pitiful Human Lizard from the States might not even know about these ads.
But anybody who's, read old bronze.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but
knows the old
But the ads featuring, like, the Great Drakes or...
So those will be sort of like these Mystery Chase sort of...
Yeah.
The original
New
Harvest versions.
Yeah, pretty much. So far.
That'll make them desirable, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But any plans on doing, like, future ads... If space allows, maybe in a trade paperback or something?
Hopefully. I'm usually over my page count.
Ah, you got to trim it down.
Yeah, I got to trim it down.
Cut it for time.
Yeah. I've been given too much comics.
Well, I guess when you're doing it by yourself, you can sort of determine, like the double-sized first issue, you can decide that this is going to be a double-sized issue and do whatever you want. But I guess when you're dealing with a publisher, you have
they gotta have some
work
ads.
Within a certain framework and allow for those ads and things, yeah.
Yeah, some of these issues have... like 28 comic pages, and they want to print a 32 page comic. So there's when you include the cover, and you only have like two pages for ads. Like that's
more page count means more pages, and that means more paper. Yeah.
Yeah. And no fake ads. no room
for
that.
A shame.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, they're great. I love them though.
Thanks.
Well. Yeah, welcome back to Niagara, I suppose. Yeah. Thanks for coming back and seeing us. And, geez, I've just gone and been carried away with you.
That's all right, man.
Anything to add, Jay?
not really. You pretty much covered it all. I'm still enjoying it. Thanks for making my mom a fan of your series.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's looking forward to issue 6.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great to hear.
Yeah, she's never read a comic in her life, so... So thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Actually, there was one other question. Questions keep bubbling up. I was going to say that you are sort of like an old school Bronze Age cover lover.
Yes.
Are you going to be continuing to do like the Majestic Rats, Pitiful crossover, that wonderful Power Man Iron Fist logo sort of stuff?
When the time comes.
Yeah.
When the time comes.
Nice. I love the homages. I mean, the sketch cover you did for me is great.
Issue number 6 is the Pitiful Human Lizard and his mother. Like, that's part of the title.
Yeah.
And his mother.
And there's going to be two different covers for that one, I think.
Two different covers.
Nice.
Different variant covers. There's also two different variant covers for issue number 6 as well, which Jamal Campbell, who's a Marvel artist, he's done a number of covers, like, Spider-Man, Avengers, Inhumans.
Stuff you would have heard of, yeah.
he's done amazing work for the variant, for Pitiful Human Lizard.
Nice.
And it's currently my phone screensaver.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right, Jason, as always, thanks for taking the time, and thanks for being a friend of the show all these years. And
hey, you're welcome.
Can't wait for the future issues.
Safe drive back to Toronto.
Thank you.
And you're going to be at the, Pages and Pints?
Pints and Pages tomorrow, yeah,
right,
at
cool.
Cameron House.
Some awesome appearances, and then again in December at the Holiday Expo with them.
Exactly.
Very cool.
December 5th.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.